One of the fathers of rock and roll has died. With his homemade guitar, Bo Diddley created a sound that left an indelible impression on rock and roll. Bo Diddley passed away this morning in Florida of heart failure. He was 79. He was born Ellis Bates in Mississippi, and he once played that homemade guitar on street corners in Chicago until he was discovered in the mid-1950s. NPR's Ned Ulaby has this appreciation of Bo Diddley.
It's among the most distinctive beats in rock and roll.
Boom, 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 boom.
Scholars trace this pattern to church tambourines, West African drumming, and a hand-padding rhythm called hambone that goes back to slavery. But Bo Diddley told the public radio show American Roots he found it someplace else.
I was trying to play I Got Spurs That Jingle, Jangle, Jingle by Gene Autry.
I got spurs that jingle, jangle, jingle.
And stumble up on that beat. And here it is.
But in a later interview with Morning Edition, Bo Diddley went from cowboys to Indians.
That was basically an Indian chant. Just picture dancing around a daggone big fire in the middle of them. They're dancing around with their spears. Boom, 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 boom.
Go little side, baby, diamond ring.
Wherever that beat came from, music historian Peter Guralnick says Bo Diddley made it big enough for everyone.
It just was an invitation for people to step into. You know, lots of people imitated it, lots of people carried it on.
Including Eric Clapton, the Rolling Stones, Jimi Hendrix, and Bruce Springsteen.
It's almost as if he foreshadowed James Brown in the sense in which rhythm predominated over melody and over the usual conventions of pop songwriting. And I think it's a tribute to Bo Diddley that it has lasted as long as it has.
But Diddley said while rhythm was important, the secret to good songwriting lay in something else.
A story with some funny lyrics or some serious lyrics or some love-type lyrics. But you got to think in terms of what people's lives is based on.
I was born one night about 12 o'clock.
Many of Bo Diddley's most famous songs were about Bo Diddley. Diddley was sent to Chicago as a child and adopted by his mother's sister. Deeply religious, she tried to steer the young man from the devil's music with violin lessons. He built violins and guitars at a vocational high school and later met Gene Barge, a staffer at Chess Records.
I mean, if you know Bo Diddley, you'll know that he was a gimmickry guy. He was gifted with his hands. He loved to work on things, cars, record players, amplifiers. He made all of his guitars. He crafted his whole sound.
Some of Diddley's guitars were custom-built to his specifications by the Grudge Company, shaped like stars or covered in fur. Barge said long before Diddley worked audiences, he worked odd jobs and construction.
He told me that he was working one of these air hammers in the middle of the street that makes all this terrible noise.
Bo Diddley drew from the sounds of the Chicago streets where he first performed.
Oh, Diddley had a farm.
Bo Diddley's stage name came from street corner slang.
Bo Diddley means that a guy was something extra special, you know, a real pistol.
Gene Barge says in addition to playing rock, blues inspired by John Lee Hooker, calypso and Latin-tinged tunes, Bo Diddley was something of a comedian. He joined up with a female sideman, the Duchess, and Jerome Green on maracas, who Diddley also credited with inventing that signature beat. Here's Green and Diddley playing in a vernacular called The Dozens.
Hey, man.
What's that, boy?
I want to tell you about your girlfriend.
What about my girl?
But you don't look strong enough to take the message.
I'm strong enough.
I might hurt your feelings.
My feelings already hurt by being here with you.
Say Man was Diddley's last top 20 single. His style of rock eventually fell out of fashion, and Diddley became bitter over how others had profited from his sound. He'd written numerous hits, but sold the rights to pay his bills. His living came from constant touring. Towards the end of Bo Diddley's career, he toyed with rap and even returned, more or less, to his early classical training.
I wrote a concerto that I do on the guitar now. It's called Bo's Concerto. Dun 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 Dun, 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 dun.
Netta Ulaby, NPR News. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.